Texte numéro 55. Mexico. Responsible tourism in a lost rural paradise. In Mexico, Alan Vasquez rises at 7 in the morning and his first task is to feed the animals on Las Canoas Altas ecological ranch. The experience has surpassed all my expectations because I had never been on an ecological farm before. I've learned to make bread, to cook, and to build panels for the beehives, he said. Las Canoas Altas, a property of 2.5 hectares owned by Belgian Vincent Geertz, is part of the Mexican chapter of Worldwide Opportunities in Organic Farms, WOOF, an international initiative that began in Great Britain in 1971. The founder of the network was Sue Coppard, who worked as a secretary and loved her London life, but missed her childhood in the countryside. It occurred to her that if she offered to work for free on a farm, the owners might give her room and board. The network is a good mechanism. The basic factor is coexistence beyond the agricultural training, said Geertz, an organic farming enthusiast who arrived in Mexico in 1979. On his land, Geertz grows vegetables, medicinal plants and grains. He also raises horses, chickens and ducks and keeps bees for their honey. The WOOF network is active in 99 countries. Mexico joined the effort in 2004 under the initiative of psychologist and business manager Arturo Farias. There is a real benefit, which is the exchange of ideas. What many farms are lacking is people who are proactive with knowledge, said Farias. The ages of the volunteers ranges from 18 to 35, and they often know nothing about sustainable agriculture. Woofing mixes rural tourism and volunteer work. In Mexico, the aspiring woofer pays an annual membership fee of $20, contacts some of the network's farms, and once accepted, the farm provides room and board and instruction for the chores to be done Monday through Saturday. The entire system is conceived as a way to bring people closer to a sustainable development model in rural areas. These areas can serve as authentic environmental laboratories. At Las Canoas Altas, Geertz collects rainwater for household use and plans to install a solar-powered water heater in order to reduce consumption of natural gas. I would do this again, and I would recommend that people sign up for the program, said Vasquez, after spending the month of August at Las Canoas Altas. Despite its relative success, the program requires improvement in tracking the stays of the volunteers and the communication and exchange between the member farms. However, in Mexico, the rising violence associated with drug trafficking cartels has already begun to sow concern among foreigners seeking the life-changing experience of living and working on an ecological farm here. Adapted from globalissues.org, September 2010.